My Chinese name is Yi Wenxue. So we put last name first. So my last name is Yi. I go by Wei Sophia. I'm from China. I was born in Chengdu, which is famous for pandas and hot pots. So my hometown is not like Pittsburgh. So it snows very, very rarely. The night I was born, it snowed a lot. My name, Xue, it actually means snow. I came here when I was 20. I grew up in Chengdu and I went to Beijing for my college. And I went to Hong Kong for 1 month for the exchange program. And I like international business. So I applied for another exchange program to come to here. And I got that opportunity. So I came here as an exchange student for just 1 semester. And then they offered me a scholarship. And I really liked the state, so I stayed. I graduated from Sydney Hill University in Greensburg. And I worked for a year before I went back to my MBA study in Duquesne University. And right now, I already finished all my courses. I just wait for my diploma. I mean, it's definitely hard. I think it's harder on my parents than me because I am also excited because it's like a new country, new city, a new life for me. We still put ourselves together. We didn't cry or anything, but it's definitely not easy to just like leave them like that. But you also know like it's good for you and they want the best for you. The biggest difference, politics, how people see the government, because we don't elect our president. We're just told who the president is. The culture is definitely different. Just like the structure is different, but what's inside, like the people, they are the same. The first thing attracted me to come here is education. And I like how direct people are when they interact with people. They're direct and open and speak freely. That's what I really enjoy, and very tolerant. My English is like pretty good in China, you know, compared to others. But coming here, my English is not the best. I feel in that sense, it makes me way more modest. Because in China, I teach English, so people listen to me. But coming here, I really see I have so much to improve. I didn't have a long-term expectation to stay here like forever or have a life here. And I met my boyfriend. We have been together for like 3 years. People from outside of the country, it's kind of hard to get like visa sponsorship nowadays. So that is very stressful. But I think we're gonna get married. So that's how like I will stay here to have a job and like settle down with him. Even though we're talking about getting the green card process started like next year, I would say I prefer not to give up my own citizenship in China. If I have to choose, I would choose China. But for our life or our future kids or like education, all those kind of realistic stuff, I will choose American citizenship just for that reason. For traditions, we have a lot of festivals. And I mean, we're huge in food. And I said like Chengdu is famous for hot pot. I actually have it here regularly in our house. And I actually share that with my friends. And we just gather together. And for a spring festival, we have all those parties. I'm associated with some like Asian American groups. But I feel it's relatively small just among friends. I would like to see there like a larger group of Asian Americans. People like me coming here with our family, we always like miss them. And there's like literally nothing you can really do. You can't just like get a flight ticket and go home. You have to adjust and control your emotion. And I think that's a very hard way. I had a lot of struggling at first, but I also feel that builds my personality. So right now I consider myself very independent. I have my own thinking. That experience and just being able to be with yourself, that kind of like helped me to be stronger.